League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, we are entering hour number three. John Chill is going to be joining us in just a few minutes here to talk about what's going on. Our Cougs are prominent right now as far as the college basketball world is concerned and the betting world is concerned. So we'll talk to John Chill about that, about where our Cougs are and what kind of money is coming in on them. Our Rockets won last night, okay, and took care of business right from the start. Two and a half minutes into the game, it was over. The Rockets were 5 for 5. They were up 14-4. San Antonio had to call a timeout in the first 2.5 minutes, and basically it was never a game. So that's the way it should have been, though. Their starter scored a total of 27 points. Amen Thompson had 25 by himself, and it was a wrap, and it was on, and it never got close. They went on a 10-2 run, I think, sometime in the second or third quarter, and but who cared? It was over. They took care of business. So that happened. We'll talk to John Chill, as a matter of fact, right now about where the Rockets are, where the Tech. Well, you can't at the Golden Nugget Lake Charge. You can't bet on the Rockets, unfortunately, because of Tillman and his association there. So, but we do have some. He does own the University of Houston as well, but you can bet on the Cougs at the DraftKings Sportsbook in Lake Charles. John Chill, what up, buddy?
What's going on? How you guys doing?
Good. What kind of, are you seeing any action on our Cougs?
Yeah, we're starting to see, you know, a little bit of play on the Cougars right now. Right now, to win it, they're plus 750. Interesting, this went down too. They're minus 260. I think they were minus 130 before I went on vacation, or minus 500 to get the number one seed. But recent wins and all that and the way they've been playing, that's kind of, for me, a little too juicy to get a number one seed at minus 260. And then the Final Four, they're only a plus 150 right now. But we are seeing some play in Houston right now. So it's interesting to see where that goes and, you know, how far they move up. Right now, Duke's the favorite, minus 135. This is the Final Four. Duke's at minus 135, Auburn minus 130, and then Houston's plus 150 to make the Final Four. So definitely seeing some handle here for Houston. One of my plays, I put it in this week. I kind of like Arizona, plus 750 to make the Final Four. They got the tall guys. They can play. They're starting to hit the threes. They're playing better defense they have in prior years. So I looked at Arizona today to make the Final Four. But we're starting to see some March Madness. It's getting there. 4 weeks away. And definitely we'll see these odds change as we get closer to the Madness.
So is it – okay, so wait a minute. The Cougs are plus 150 to make the Final Four?
Yeah.
That's not great odds. 3-2 is not great odds, right?
No,
I mean, if I bet them every game, as opposed to, you got to lay. Obviously, you got to lay points, and you would have to lay odds. I guess it would be that'd be about right because they'll be a favorite in every game, right? But that's tough.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Yeah, it is.
I don't love 1+150.
No, and think about it now. I think they were close to 4-1 again, like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. I think they were, you know, but getting the plus 150, you're starting to see, I think nationally, a lot of action on Houston as well as regional too. So Houston's starting to heat up here as far as national attention. And they look good. I mean, you know, they've, you know, they, I think from prior years, from what I've seen, you know, they're not having those scoring laws. You know, you'd see them go 5 minutes without scoring. I think, you know, you're seeing less of that this year. And like I said, they're getting better as the season's ending here. So, but yeah, it's interesting. There's no dominant team this year. You know, I mean, every week you could pick one and, you know, they end up losing. And, you know, so I think it's going to be an interesting March Madness this year.
Yeah. As we
get close. I think the conference championships will tell too as well. You know, I like them just as much as March Madness to see what, you know, see what goes on within each conference and those tournaments here. And I think those, yeah, that's 2 weeks away as well. Haven't seen too many odds on those. I think they're waiting to see what happens here in regular season. And then we'll start seeing the odds when those come up as well. So,
what's the difference in the sports book, even on the weekends, football season versus non-football season?
I would say there's a dip, but, you know, like I said, this is the law. March Madness is probably our second busiest day. The conference tournament will be busy. That's picked up momentum here in the last couple years. So, you know, we get through this law and but you know what we're seeing, though? We're seeing we saw some Texans, some big bets on the Texans to win the AFC, and they're at plus 1,400. So we're seeing some futures actions throughout the board. I think people are getting ready. You know, NFL's a machine. You could bet everything. We don't have – Louisiana won't let us have combine odds and stuff like that, but, you know, you got the combines, you got drafts, so we're still seeing a little bit of NFL attention, even though it's kind of, you know, no more games in between. But
well, is that a result of the proximity to Houston more so than – I wouldn't imagine the other DraftKings sports books are taking a bunch of Texans money winning the AFC, would they?
Yeah, I think that's more regional. Not a, you know, national trend, but yeah, we definitely saw some larger bets this week on the Texans to win the AFC. But
really?
You know, yeah. So, but we got that. UFC carries us, you know, over the weekend. We got, I think this is the third fight night or two out of the last 3 weeks. We had another fight night. Those still draw, and then we got the big fight that's actually filling up in the book is Pierre's fight next week. He's the big draw for UFC. So. Definitely seen a lot of reservations there. But this week I like Cape. He's minus 215. He's the younger fighter. The other one, Albanyov, is, I think that's how you pronounce it. He took this fight on short notice. I kind of like him. I like Cody Brundage. He opened up a plus 140. He's down to plus 102. So as we always say, John, that's when they start heavy money's coming on one end, it's usually the opposite way. And but yeah, he started out at plus 140. He's down to plus 102. He's the co-main event there. And then Pierre, I was shocked. He's at minus 115 next week. So I'm probably going to get on him early and you know, and see where those odds go here in the next week and a half. But yeah, those help fill out. And like I said, we're getting ready. March Madness is booking up. I was just getting with our F&B. VP there, and we're seeing definitely more reservations this year than we have in prior years. I think University of Houston helps, and I think it's just March Madness in general helps us get through the law here. So,
well, this is when you need to right now for the March Madness that opening weekend.
Yep.
If you wanna go and enjoy, I mean, there's nothing being in a casino or in a sports book.
Yep.
For March Madness is the best.
So it's
just a couple hours down the road. Get you a room. Get you a plate. But you got to reserve your spot in the DraftKings sports book. So get on over there because that is so much fun. And you root on your Cougs, and you root on and you bet on each and all the games. And it's just great because a 28-point game. Can be, you know, coming down to the wire. People are screaming at the TV at a 28-point game.
Yeah.
You don't get that anywhere else. You know, the rest of the country, oh, this is a blowout. This is terrible. Not if I'm laying 29.
Yeah, that's right. Or you got the over. Yep.
Yep.
To tell you a
quick
story, John, the first time I took my wife, we went to Vegas 20 years ago. We were walking through, this is tell you how old it was. It was the Monte Carlo. And we were walking, and it was like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And the only game was on was Duke was playing somebody. It was a scrub team in the first round. And there was a roar. I mean, like, you just have never heard. And my wife was just, what? Duke's up like 28. I said, no, the guy hit the three to hit the over. You know, so you're always in it. There's always some action when you're playing the Madness a little bit. But so she learned early that, yeah, even though they're up 28, there's still something riding on it. So
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But it's a good time. Yep, it's one of my favorite days.
Yep. Yeah. No question about that. So make your reservations, Golden Nugget LC. GoldenNuggetLC.com. Make your reservations and get on over there. If you have never done it before, if you've never been in a sports book for March Madness, you got to. It is so much fun. So much. First and second weekends are good. First and second weekend are both good.
Yep.
So that's good. Although the first weekend, there's nothing like it.
No,
so we got the fights as well. All right? We got the fights as well. Yep. Give your picks again. What are they?
I like Cape at, I think he's at minus 215, and Cody Brundage at plus 102 right now, and then Pierre next week so far. So I like him at minus 115, so I'm going to get on him early.
Okay. All right, because that may change. You never know if they're going to change. And we got fights, and we got NBA. We got, well, you ain't taking any preseason baseball bets, are you?
No. People put pizza money on it, but nothing that's going to rattle. Yeah. I actually saw a couple games last week, and when I was out in Phoenix, and I was able to play out there. And, yeah, my mom's like, "What are you doing? You're a total degenerate.
You're betting on preseason baseball games." That is. You do have a problem if you're betting on preseason. Right.
But we got that. NHL's a big, you know, we get more money than you think without having a big NHL presence here. We see some NHL money, and it's interesting to see that. So, you know, there's some lines out there that are enticing. But, yeah, we definitely see some NHL bets.
How was Four Nations?
That did better than I thought. You know, I know talking to some of my counterparts in Pittsburgh, of course, with the Penguins and all that, the big following they had. We had a lot of handle there. And I think that's a great program, what they're doing there. And hopefully they can repeat that and keep that going. But, definitely saw more handle here than we thought. We have, you know, of course, when Canada won in the final, that helped us out here at the book.
It did.
Yeah,
everybody was riding the wave of patriotism, and what? Canada was just better. They just had better players.
Yeah.
And plus, the Kachucks got hurt, so that didn't help.
No, that didn't help at all.
Yeah. That's John Chill every week telling us what's going on in the sports book world right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. As always, John, we appreciate you, man, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, sounds good. See you guys. See you next
all right,
week.
John Chill with Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Golden Nugget Lake Charles, it is where you get your bet on. People, there is, I'm telling you, I don't know that it gets better because it's only 2 hours down the road. It's a quarter tank of gas, maybe? It's a quarter tank of gas to get to Lake Charles from Houston? That's it? I know gas is expensive. It ain't a plane flight. Like, you have to take a plane flight to Vegas. You have to be at the airport an hour early, about 3 hours, 3.5 hours in the air, get your luggage, you get to the hotel. It's an 8-hour deal. 2 hours down the road is Lake Charles. You got the casino, which is, I mean, it might as well be a Vegas casino. You've got the pool. You've got the nightclubs. You've got the restaurants. You've got a beautiful hotel. You've got concerts there, a concert venue that's awesome. And, I mean, there's nothing that you don't have. I mean, it just is, it's as good as it gets. Golf, you want that. Pool, you got that. What else is it? What is it that you're looking for? Because they've got everything. So you're looking for a great place to get away. And just 2 hours, 2 hours and 15 minutes down, door to door, down the road, and it doesn't cost you, basically nothing to get there. It's all at GoldenNuggetLC.com, GoldenNuggetLC.com.
ESPN 97.5.
I assume you knew.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. The number if you'd like to get in here. No cost, zero. Laziest listeners ever. No one's
lazy.
Lazy. I mean,
hey, I want to ask you guys a question that came up. Well, you know, we probably should get to the Rockets, but it was kind of a, you know, you beat a team you're supposed to beat up on. That was good. It's good to see Ahmed Thompson go off. Has not been suspended as of yet. Maybe he won't be for that ejection penalty. Maybe it'll just be a fine. But Channing Frye, former NBA big man, he made a comment that I thought was pretty interesting. I saw another national show talking about this. And I thought about it, and I thought, you know, he may have a point. He said, nostalgia is ruining the NBA. And his point is, pining for the Jordan years, or the 90s, or the 2000s, or when Kobe was alive. Like, he said, this is absolutely ruining the NBA, because all the conversation is never about, well, I'm expounding here. The combination is never about how great the talent is in the league, and it's arguably at one of its highest levels it's ever been. There's phenomenal young talent. And it's always about what's not good. The ratings are down. This isn't good. Players are this off. This, like,
the game.
And he, yeah, three the games pointers. Are, I can't watch it. There's too many points now. It used to be there. It's too slow. It's, the game is, you know, it's too defensive. We need it more free-flowing and more points. Now there's too many points. There's too many. And his whole thing was nostalgia is killing the NBA. And I thought about it, and I thought, you know what? He might be right. Because nostalgia is one of the worst enemies of the present. It's the worst enemy of the present. You pine for something that many times you romanticize, right? You romanticize whatever you're nostalgic about. It's the very nature of nostalgia. So, in a sense, we do a lot of that. Like, I'll admit, I do that. I talk about what I loved about basketball, and it's not like that anymore. And, you know, we don't do it as much with baseball. We don't do it as much with football. Those sports change as well. We just think, oh, they're getting better. The players are better hitters. Everything's much better. Basketball is the only sport where we have now I have to say, this is certainly a generational thing, because young people will not say basketball's in trouble at all. This is what they know basketball to be. You're in your 20s, you love basketball. You know, a good chance you do. If you watched a different brand of basketball, you may be nostalgic and say, no, I this is not good basketball. But no one really says that about baseball, and no one says that about football. No one ever does, only basketball.
Okay, so here are the comments while you're talking about this. Okay, my pee-pee hurts, back-to-backs, ew. The hashtag the dunk. Old guys were artisans of their craft. back in the day, AAU candy asses. This is some of the stuff. Better athletes, but not better skilled. NBA has been dead for years. Today, NBA athlete has better athletes. They're just a bunch of candy asses.
But I mean, a lot of people say this and don't want
the majority of the comments about the NBA are
right.
negative.
Right, negative. And that's the problem they have, is because right. it's now you've been conditioned that it's no. You know, a lot of the people who make these comments don't watch NBA also. We find that all the time. Mega Blast, who's, you know, he said he hasn't watched basketball for years but has a lot of negative comments about it, right? I've found that a lot of people who make these comments typically don't watch much basketball, if any. They'll tell you how bad basketball is, and then they tell you in the next sentence that they haven't watched for several years.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you that actually, I don't think basketball is bad. I don't think it's bad at all. I think the problem is, I don't think it's as aesthetically pleasing as a different brand of basketball I saw in the past, which was more free-flowing. Had, like, if Jordan played today, can you imagine if we missed out on those iconic, on the iconic shots or the iconic game that he had from the mid-range and attacking the rim, and it turned into him shooting 11 threes a game? Like, it would, you know, it's kind of sad to think of it that way, but maybe that's the nostalgic, you know, thing speaking there. But I think a lot of people just don't like basketball. They don't like it for reasons.
Well,
sometimes,
I tell you this,
if you're honest with yourself, other than basketball, because let's face it, basketball was, for some people, not all, Yeah. Basketball is very, you know, gets to be a little political, has been in the past, certainly around the George Floyd time.
That's hurt it.
And that really turned a lot of people off. But I think sometimes they're speaking more to that than they are to the actual product that they don't really pay attention to anyway.
I find it a lot harder to watch a T-Wolves-Knicks game than I do watching a Vikings-Jets game.
Yes, I would agree.
I find it a lot harder to watch that.
But I don't care about the 82-game schedule as much. For me, part of that is the 82-game schedule. The regular season and the playoffs, you get me in the playoffs, we're good. I'm fine. Regular season, I'm kind of with you. I don't care about watching a team that's not related to my team.
Yeah.
Now my kids can do it, so maybe it's a generational thing there too, where they have that. And I used to do it. I used to do it all the time.
Yes, I used to watch whatever. Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't know if it's the product or if it's maybe just me where I don't care about games that are not my games. I've gotten to where it's the same thing in baseball with me too. If you're not my team, I don't care about your major league teams. For the most part, I don't care about games that aren't Astros. I don't care about games that aren't Rockets that much. Now, football is different. I can watch anybody in football. That's not a problem. College football, pro football, whatever.
I see.
Are you diving into a lot of Saints-Panthers games?
I have more interest in a Paul Skeens game. I have more interest in a Scooble game. I have more interest in watching Otani.
Skeens, I watch Skeens. That's true.
There are certain things about baseball, but it's difficult with basketball. I think it's more difficult with basketball because of the I think because the game isn't as physical. It doesn't look like it. They're playing as hard.
I think it's probably a little more physical than you think. If you're out there on the court, it would probably be more physical.
Well,
but,
I know this.
But that physical basketball from the 90s, Sean, was also like killing basketball. It was really stifling the ability to flow on offense.
Well, I know because I watch basketball games and I'm like, oh, this is just run down and throw up a three. I mean, honestly, it's not. Now, the Rockets, I mean, last night, Amen covering De'Aaron Fox. De'Aaron Fox was like, holy crap, this sucks playing against these guys. This sucks because they play hard and they play tough defense. And, I mean, to me, I'm so glad that the Rockets are our team. I really am because of the physicality that they play with. It's almost it's a throwback a little bit because Ime's a throwback. And look at the difference in this team playing the way that they play. And I love that about Kelvin Sampson. I love that about Ime. You know, and I think Texas Tech and Iowa State play that brand of basketball, and I think they're going to be tough come NCAA tournament time. I think they're going to be tough. It's so funny with how good these SEC teams. I wonder how the SEC is going to do. You guys think? I mean, they could get a record number of teams in the tournament. Do you think they're going to
got to be a record? So,
do you think they're going to make that kind of? I don't know if they're going to make that kind of noise. I don't know. We'll see. They're really, really good. I mean, I think Tennessee plays a stifling brand of basketball when Barnes has got them, you know, pressing and whatnot. I like that. See. I think that's what's hurt the NBA. To me, that's one of the things that hurt the NBA is how they took the physicality out of the game. That to me.
Well, you had to – like some of it was beyond physicality. It was when a lot of that era, John, was you're in the 80s. That's not going to cut it. People, the TV ratings were plummeting for non-Jordan games. The Rockets series is one of the lowest rated series in NBA history over the last – you know, 40 years, and it was, which is hard for me to believe because I thought, man, Knicks and Rockets, Olajuwon and Ewing, but a lot of people started checking out on basketball. Now, that also coincided that year with Jordan being out of basketball, which hurt, but that product was like, it was rough. Man, it was hard to get guys. They ate up the shot clock. Like, that wasn't good. They would eat the entire shot clock up and then shoot in the last 3 seconds of the shot clock.
Yep.
Small amounts of possessions. No one ran anymore. They shut down. You know, it was so defensive-oriented. and then they couldn't. You couldn't penetrate. Everything was like hand checks all over the place. So they had to make changes.
Do you? I would love to see them bring fighting back to the NBA. That would be so
like hockey. Like, it used to be. You could punch somebody and stay in a game.
How many times did we see Amen throwing Tyler Hero to the floor, and it was national news? Okay,
well, he gets kicked out. Do all that stuff. What do you need to bring fighting back? Anybody can fight. What do you mean? They just you just get punished for it.
It's so penal, and the suspensions and everything else for it. I mean, wouldn't Malice in the Palace today would be awesome?
No, it's not good for the sport because you know why the NBA
Malice in the
came
Palace
down on it because they got crushed. They got
that
crushed.
NBA was at an all-time low
back
then.
Not just from sports
media. I don't
know.
I loved it.
Good Morning America, CNN. They got killed, so that's why they had to.
Why was Four Nations so good? Three fights in 9 seconds. Okay.
Are you watching the bare knuckle fighting championships?
Are you tuning in to Vancouver, Winnipeg when regular hockey is back?
Now, yeah, you're damn right.
Okay,
I am.
No, you're not. Stop it.
Yeah,
he's telling.
Yeah,
he's lying. All that fighting, all that excitement. Have you watched a hockey game since?
Yeah.
No, you didn't. No, you haven't. Stop it. That was a national
New Jersey
thing
in Florida. Or something.
And how'd the game go?
It felt great.
Okay. You put on the colors, you play the anthems, it's cool. But hockey didn't win anybody over.
Yeah,
ain't nobody locked in on hockey.
Oh, yeah.
Who played last night then? Who played last night since you're so locked in?
Oh, the people?
Yes, people played hockey.
The people played. He's searching right now, Del. He's searching.
Stop
I can see it in
computer.
His eyes.
Name a team who played last night. This is the point.
Rangers.
They didn't play last night.
Panthers.
They didn't play either. Congratulations.
As
much as people are, you can rail on the NBA. Understood. People don't like the product.
Jets and the Senators. Yeah, what a game. 4-1.
Congratulations. Looking it up. There was a good game featuring a bad team and a good team in the doubleheader. The Knicks-Sixers game was a very entertaining game. Jalen Brunson took over late. Unfortunately, we don't get as many moments, I guess, as we should. I don't mind the NBA product. I understand. Certainly, we're rocket-centric here. But I think it's a little overblown how people talk about the product. Because
I do, too. I think it's gone
overblown. Once the teams play each other, maybe the first-round games will be knockouts, and that happens in a lot of the sports. But when we go second round on, you're gonna get highly competitive. You're gonna get physical basketball, and you're gonna care. I think the talk about it's a little much because it's the same arguments about the players don't care. It's not physical enough. They get paid, so they barely want to play. We've been hearing this argument for the last 15 years.
I think there are legitimate things. I think that having the star players play so little. Relatively speaking, I think that has been a problem.
But they've curtailed in the last couple of years.
They had to go out.
I understand.
The commissioner had to step in.
But like I said, that has changed, and it's still the argument.
It's changed some.
Guys play now.
This is what is hard to get around. This is what's hard to get around. In basketball, you got to have load management because these guys, they know so much more now than they used to know. And yet there's more injuries than there's ever been. You had players, and you go back historically and look, many more players had 80 and 82 game seasons for multiple years without injury. You go to baseball, the arms and all that, and it's true. There's clearly a ton of arm injuries. But somehow, and this is what has to be studied, and it is being studied, and it has been studied, but the five-man rotation has not always been in existence. Throughout the 80s, and really a chunk of the 90s, there were four-man rotations. And they started way more games. And they went way deeper into games. And they had way deeper into games, way more starts. There were more complete games back then. And yet there weren't the same amount of arm injuries. What is the deal with injuries now where guys just can't? I understand that in explosive sports, players are bigger, they're stronger, they're faster, and they're more explosive. So when you make a hard cut, you can tear ligaments in your knee. That actually happens. That's why you have non-contact injuries sometimes. However, I don't like – it just doesn't make sense that if your nutrition's better, your weight training's better, you've got access to more things to keep you healthy, that there's this many injuries all the time. Like, how does that make sense?
So does baseball get killed for this? That guy's getting hurt? Because we're here in Houston. We know arm injuries happen to the Astros. It happened. It feels like to an extreme amount. But baseball doesn't get the criticism of that.
Well, is it a? Do you have multiple great players who sit out 25% of the season?
Well, how many starting?
I don't think
pitchers
that's a thing.
For the Astros miss time every year.
Guys, well, I mean, that, but guys an that arm are injury on, where you're out for the year is a legitimate
well,
thing.
The suggestion is that guys are not injured. Is that what everyone believes?
I think that's what the thought is. That guys just sit out. That's what they're battling is the perception that these guys just sit out, don't play when they could play.
The implication is they don't care.
Yes. Yes.
Right. Well, and load.
Yes,
load
I think that's what it is, and I don't know if it's fair or not.
Load management is one of the worst things
have.
That could have happened. Load management in the NBA is one.
Well,
of the
term
worst.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yes. And I mean, Coach Reese just said, "I hate them. They don't play. They don't want to play in back to backs and blah 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 blah." I mean, you're making all that money, and you're going to tell me you don't want to play in a back-to-back? I mean, honestly, that's just the three-pointer. The three-pointer has really – I think it's hurting the game because it's just – it's somebody put it, and I thought it was a it's not a game anymore. It's a contest. Who can hit the most – we're having shooting contests.
Yeah,
who can hit the most three-pointers as opposed to who can win a basketball game?
Can you imagine if they had if you had a cap on three-pointers like you do on timeouts called? If you say, okay, you can shoot 30 three-pointers per game at the most or 25 three-pointers per game. So now you're basically saying, okay, you're not shooting ever, amen. You cannot shoot a three-pointer. Now you would have the strategy. I'm not saying this would ever happen, but if you did that, think about that. Now it creates strategy about who gets to shoot three-pointers, how you're going to defend those guys when you take your three-pointers. Oh, this team has 5 three-pointers left for the rest of the game, so they have enough to try to catch up. This team doesn't have any three-pointers left, so they're in trouble. Like, that would be a really interesting wrinkle to basketball if you put a cap on the amount and then you had to use them judiciously.
Coming from the man who doesn't like the kickoff, who
the
thinks
kickoff,
it's a gimmick.
Yeah,
hey, I'm just about trying to make every sport better.
Oh, is that
that's
what
all.
You're about?
That's
it.
No,
that's college not football. Crazy. That's not crazy. Listen.
No, it actually would be interesting. But listen, how about college football never changed a kickoff rule, and they're fine. No one's in a coma or on the sidelines.
Listen, the other night.
No one returns kicks in college football
either. The other night, University of Houston shoots 12 threes. Texas Tech, 30. They were 6 for 30. And you know what they kept doing? Shooting threes. That's ridiculous. Aren't you playing basketball? Keep going. Yeah.
Well,
keep shooting them threes. That's
great.
If
those are the shots that Houston is asking you to shoot, then there's a reason for it. But if you're
not letting you
in the middle of the game, are you going to take contested twos instead? Because
you're
can't
not going to shoot a contested.
Well,
a contested 20-foot two is not what you want.
Well, going in and trying to draw a foul or going inside, moving the basketball as opposed to just throwing up threes, guess what?
Well, you watched the game. Were they not moving the basketball? Were they always taking contested threes, or were they open threes, and those are the shots that Houston made available?
Well, Houston contests everything. So, I mean, and part of the reason they were 6 for 30 is because Houston contests.
And that's why they're not fun to watch. They guard too hard. It makes the game less fun to watch when Houston.
I'm sure.
I think it's a ball.
Well,
it's
not
terrible to watch because everyone is really guarded close and they can't get good shots off. We need Houston to back off a little bit and let some people get some cleaner, easier shots off.
Yeah, tell Calvin. You know what you need to tell Coach next time? Make the game better, Coach.
Well, I mean, in a way, John, though, that is what people complain about. Like, oh, I can't watch Houston games. They're ugly. Yeah, I mean, they're not aesthetically pleasing. They're not.
I can't watch Houston games. The line was three blocks long to get into the game.
He's talking about people on TV.
No,
I'm
talking
about
on TV. They just say, I don't want to watch this. Houston,
don't watch
like,
them. You know what we don't want? We don't want you watching them.
You don't want
but that's what I mean, though. That's what I mean. No one's ever going to be happy with any
basketball. It looks.
No one's ever happy with basketball.
See
too much offense. There's too little offense.
Too
There's
much
too many
defense.
Threes.
Hey,
There's
it's
not
too
enough
physical,
threes.
Not physical
no,
enough.
It's
oh,
too physical.
The cycle
yeah, like
continues.
Basketball can't win. When have we ever talked about the golden age of football? Is there ever going to be a time that somebody in football looks back and says, man, football was so much better in this time? I don't think anyone's ever going to do it.
Well, no, because they used to run the ball then, and it wasn't, you know.
Yeah, so it's not good because you ran too much.
Well, maybe,
now there's a renaissance of the running back. The run game's coming back finally.
Yeah. Maybe if they if they go back to running the football, they're going to go, man, remember that time when we used to throw?
We threw it. It was such a better game when there was 40 and 50 points scored.
There was like 6 weeks this year when people were complaining about the lack of explosive plays.
Yeah, right.
It was only like 6 weeks if people couldn't take it.
Yeah, it's true. Well, listen, how much was passing down in the NFL this year? Way down.
Way down.
Way
yeah.
down.
So we
got to
eliminate the cover two.
I mean, to have a 300-yard passer was something this year.
And Lance, what was a discussion. They actually brought it up. Well, does cover two need to be removed from the game?
This is how chicken ship people are. Instead of just playing the games and figuring things out, everything is always about, should we ban the cover two? Should we ban two deep safeties?
Well, the tush push is out.
No. No, it's not.
Well, that's what the talk is, and Nick Sirianni had to come out yesterday.
It's not
going to
be eliminated.
And say, yeah, just because
play,
they do it
play what Nick said. When we come back, play what Nick said. See what he said about it.
Okay. When we come back.
You
but
think
right
he,
now we
you
got
think he thinks it should be
underdog.
I tell you what, underdog. Ooh, underdog fantasy has combine stuff, higher or lower. I'm not touching, but you might touch. You might touch underdog fantasy and say, oh, I don't know, maybe. You know, somebody is going to run lower than a particular time, higher or lower. They've got a bunch of 40-yard dash times, and you can go higher or lower for the combine. You've got that in there. You can look at that. Of course, you've got basketball, you know, college basketball, pro basketball. Look at the different stats. Yesterday was a great one to go higher on total points, rebounds, and assists for Ahmed Thompson. That one got in there. You could go lower on assists for Jalen Brunson, I think that went lower. I can't remember. But there's a variety of statistics for every player. What you do is you download the app, and then you're going to make your first deposit. It's going to ask you for your promo code. Put in Lance. When you make your deposit, they're going to give you bonus cash and a free pick. So now a free pick basically means an automatic winner. So now you've got one already in the book. You just need to pick one more that hits, and you're going to win. Most cases, that would win 3-1, for example. Just for picking one right, that's awesome. And that's with your free pick. But you can win up to 1,000 times your original play. All you have to do is just go to Underdog Fantasy, go to the App Store, download the app, and start playing today. Use your sports knowledge and you're going to watch the games anyway. Let's go play the different players higher or lower on stats and win real money completely legally here in the state of Texas. You must be 18 or older and present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms and conditions apply. If you feel like you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or go to ncpgambling.org.
ESPN 97.5. You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, so our final segment here. So what did we talked about most everything. Rockets won last night. Okay, so that was neat. Michigan State hit a half-court shot to beat Maryland.
Oh, my God, half-court. It was almost three-quarter court.
Yeah, he heaved it up there. He was right at the end and threw it up, and he hit it. And Michigan State's a pretty good team. They look like they're about a third seed right now. That's the last I saw. They were a third seed. Two suitors apparently have emerged for Matthew Stafford, the Giants and the Raiders, apparently according to what's his
Who
name?
Who told you the Giants and Matthew Stafford 3 weeks ago?
Chris Canty.
No, your boy did. I did.
Yeah, no,
I had it first. It was a double banger.
Michelle Small.
Smalls did that.
Double banger.
Wow. Don't say Michelle Smalls and then double banger.
Who's Michelle Smalls?
Smallman, I think is her name.
Who's that?
She does the show before us.
Yeah. I don't think
she didn't say anything 3 weeks ago. I brought it to you.
No, I heard her.
Of course, I had heard it was Matthew Stafford and Cooper Kupp, so I don't know. We'll see. I mean, if I had a choice between going to the Raiders and the Giants,
Well, maybe they want to stay close to LA.
I mean, you got to beat now Dallas, Philadelphia, and Washington. Eef.
Apparently, the Browns are not going to acquiesce with Myles Garrett, but the 49ers are with Deebo Samuel. What do you get for Deebo Samuel?
Maybe a third.
Maybe. Would he be better? Something better for the Texans to get that opposed to a third round wide receiver?
No thanks. Too bossy. He comes in and he'll have to tell you what to do. He's known as a super boss.
Too bossy.
And he wants money.
Too limited in the route tree.
Hey, you know who I heard was the boss of the Texans? You know who's one of the big bosses of the Texans?
Yeah.
I was shocked to find this out. No. On the team.
Oh.
Who do you think is the big boss last year in the wide receiver room? Who is the big
Robert
boss?
Woods?
John?
Not Robert Woods.
The big boss in the wide receiver
Xavier
room.
Xavier Hutchinson.
Nope, Tank Dell.
Well, he's CJ's guy.
Tank Dell is the big boss. He big bossed Stephon Diggs and made sure that he knew that this was his. And apparently Nico Collins is cool with it. Nico's just, Nico, from what I was told, Nico just kind of, he just goes along with stuff. He's fine. He's just a pro.
What is that? What do you mean when you say that?
I was told, Stephon, there was a concern about Stephon coming in and kind of wrecking the chemistry a little bit, like all of us had. And Tank apparently just made sure that everyone knew that this was his room and everything. And Stephon Diggs apparently, fell in line the way he was supposed to. We never heard about any issues with Stephon Diggs. He and Tank seemed to have a really good relationship, at least when they were both out for the year. We saw them together. Remember that? I was just surprised to hear that Tank was like one of the big boss. Every room has a boss. Every position group. O-line. There's usually an alpha in the room. The leader. Usually a leader. I'm saying boss. Leader. Whatever. And supposedly Tank is like the big talking. He's the guy that is the verbal leader in the room. I was just a little, I was a little surprised. Not that he talks, but that he was considered, one of the guys who ran that room. For some reason, I was just a little surprised. I don't know why. He's pretty vocal. I just figured it was Nico.
I guess. USWNT loses to Japan. First loss of Emma Hayes' tenure coaching the Americans. 2-1 was the final. They lost the She Believes Cup, which was no one ever heard of, so it doesn't really matter.
Well, it's been around for a while.
It ended a 5-year winning streak at the Cup by the Americans. So that happened last night. Does it mean anything to Elle or no?
Was she going to never lose a game?
Yeah, I guess she's going to lose.
No.
Right?
I mean, she lost the game.
Yeah.
Oh, well. She's got an Olympic gold medal in her pocket. Well, at least the players do.
Yeah, Japan has been good at
they knocked us out of a world. They beat us in a World Cup final in 11. Yeah. They've been a world power for a while.
Yeah,
you drop one. It's fine.
Yeah. And that's about it. That's about everything.
You've done it all, gentlemen.
We did it all.
Congratulations.
So, you don't have to listen to Del Show now.
I mean, I'm not going to do anything you guys did, so if you're looking for something different. Raheel's going to join us, or at least me today. He spoke truth to power with Hannah McNair and Cal last week. I don't know what he's got planned, but he's coming in studio today.
Oh, my goodness. Is he bringing his cats with him?
Well, he doesn't have cats. He has like a labradoodle, I believe.
Bringing his cats.
And he doesn't do a show about cats either. He does a show about the things going on in your fair city, Houston.
City cats.
City cast like podcast, but city in front of it.
I just said that.
He's doing a serious thing over there. You keep making fun of it.
I'm not making fun of
anything. You are making fun of it. He's taking a new route. I know he does the Raheel stuff in our group chat, but he's talking about the things that affect this city greatly, and you want to make fun of him?
Things that are great that affect the city great. He had me on talking about roads.
Yeah, people care about roads in the city, like normal people, not like you and your bubble.
What's
LA
the
Johnny
worst road? He said, "I don't know. I don't Well, 45 is the worst. 45 is the worst, period.
I don't know if we're talking about Rose today, but we will talk about something.
What are you going to talk about?
He didn't tell me. Whatever's
well,
going on.
I thought it was interesting he had me on to talk about what roads are bad.
And did you give him answers? Interesting answers?
No, I don't have anything interesting to say.
I've been saying that for years.
Nothing. What am I going to tell?
Well, this show is evidence of that, but you could at least helped out your boy.
Yeah. Well, I tried. I tried my best.
Well, he'll try his best at 11:30 today.
Okay, 11:30. Raheel from City Cats coming in.
City Cats.
Time. That's what I said.
No, you didn't.
Time for you, Lance, to talk about Craig DeCerf.
Yeah, let's talk about Craig DeCerf. No cats over there in his dealership, just cars and people who sell cars and people who fix cars and people who answer questions and help you find the right type of financing for you. Is it a purchase? Is it a lease? Are you looking for something with the best APR APR financing available to you? Are you looking for no payments for 90 days? So here's the thing. Maybe certain terms are most important and you're more wide open on what type of vehicle between Buick, Chevy, or GMC. Maybe there's a very specific vehicle you want. No matter which one it is, they're going to help you there. The sales staff is going to help you find what you're looking for, the style on the interior, the features on the exterior, and they're going to work with you to find you the best price possible, which means finding dealer discounts, finance rates, cash back on your vehicle, on your trade-in vehicle, all of that. If the right offer is not available for you this month, things change every month. So they'll just let you know, hey, maybe we wait until next month and see what the next set of programs are, because you can trust the people over at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC to work with you to give you the best deal. And that's the most important thing. I can tell you about all these different vehicles, and I will at different times, but you can find them at GulfCoastChevyBuickGMC.com. But you just know that a car buying experience should be fun, should be exciting, and they want to make it that way for you without all the hassle. It's GulfCoastChevyBuickGMC.com.
ESPN 97.5. Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
So apparently Serbia voted in favor of a Ukrainian resolution at the UN General Assembly. And then they went, wait. Oh, here is their prime minister, or their president. He says, I believe Serbia made a mistake today. I apologize to the citizens of Serbia for that. I take blame for it. I didn't have time. Maybe I'm too tired. Maybe I have too many things to deal with. Oh, wow. I'm sorry. We don't back the Ukraine. We back Russia. I'm just too tired right now. Do you think that the Serbian president is really, really tired?
Yeah, I don't know. Russia's never been hotter.
It's
I just
on
know
fire
that Russia's
right
on
now.
A hot streak right now. Like, people are in love with Russia.
Yeah. No.
Those bastards need to go. Oh, I'm sorry, Putin.
Wow.
Putin seems fine.
Do you want to be... Oh, wow.
No. Take that. They'll dump that. Wow. Putin seems cool, though.
I don't have any problem with Putin.
No, Putin's on a good run, and Putin seems fine. I don't want any smoke with Putin.
A couple.
Not until after I get done with the draft, at least.
So on this flight from Melbourne to Doha, apparently this couple had to sit next to a guy who had been dead for hours on the flight. They were on their flight, but the crew decided this guy died on the flight, and they put the dead passenger's body in their row for the remaining 4 hours of the flight. They had to sit next to a dead guy.
God.
Do you want to sit next to a dead guy on your next flight?
Not really, no.
Del, have you ever sat next to a dead guy on your flight?
No, but sometimes that would have been preferable to who I did sit next to.
Oh, yeah.
Because like the dead guy, at least, I think he can be arranged to not manspread, like keep his legs inside the spot for a seat. I've sat next to a lot of dudes who don't care about that, the etiquette of sitting next to someone on a plane. They'll just spread I'm taking up as much room as possible.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Yeah. I mean, at least a dead guy, you can move him and he won't move back.
Yeah, as long as you don't play that Calypso music from Weekend at Bernie's, he ain't going nowhere.
Yeah. A London teacher was fired after joking that he was going to whack the students who failed a test. Do you think that's great motivation for you to pass a test?
Whack.
I feel like it would have happened in one of your schools, like back in.
Are we
back
talking
in the
murder?
Day, I feel like somebody would have got murdered. Get whacked.
Not hit. He meant
it
actually
was
killed
a
them.
Joke.
I know, and plus, it might actually get people to work harder.
Yes, I think it's great motivation. If you think you're going to die if you fail that test, you're going to do good on it.
Or maybe you don't work under pressure well.
Well,
yeah, but the NBA
then,
is
you know
soft.
What. Then you know what? Guess what? You're going to have a crappy life.
So I can promise you, better. If you had threatened to whack NBA players from the 80s and 90s, if they didn't do well in their test, they would have done well.
Nah,
now they would have cried. Nah. Now the NBA players now would have cried.
Stop.
Especially
yeah. Players
guy
in
that,
the 80s were on cocaine
who's
anyway.
Who's the fingernail polish guy? Who's the zesty fingernail polish guy?
Jalen Green?
No. The other one.
Oh, Jared
from
McCain?
The 76ers.
Yeah. Jared McCain.
Yeah, he would not
well,
have
he's
done
a theater
well
kid.
That.
He's a theater kid who happens to play basketball. What do you expect?
Yeah, that's
yeah.
true.
A burning in a woman's leg turned out to be slug parasites migrating to her brain. She's from New England, too. Do you want slug parasites migrating to your brain?
What kind of question is this? No.
Who wants that?
Who wants
Does
that?
Anybody want that? No.
Who wants
but
that?
This is,
Come up I with a better question.
Yeah,
well,
ask
I
a better question.
See, I could, well.
Like, if you're the father.
Does this scare you that it's happening in America? I thought it would be in some, you know, third world country. No, it's in New England.
It doesn't surprise me that it happens in this country.
Oh,
we're not that.
God.
We're not so different from other places.
Yeah, no. We are so different. No.
Apparently not. You just have evidence that we're not.
Well, apparently not. No. Absolutely. Apparently not. All right. Apparently we're done. The music is over, so we are done here this morning on ESPN. 97.5 and 92.5. Mopey and Mapes next here on the show. We will talk to you again tomorrow. But first, I'm telling you about John Clay Wolf over at GiveMeTheVIN.com. Do you want to sell your car? If you want to sell your car, I'm telling you, there's only one place that you have to go. And I don't like to tell you what to do, right? But I am telling you this. If you're going to sell your car, why would you not find out what it's worth, okay? Find out what the max that you can get for it. Because here's the deal. Well, maybe it's not the max, okay? You go to CarMax, and they offer more. John Clay Wolf said, you go back to John Clay Wolf and say, well, here's their offer. And then either John Clay Wolf matches or beats it, or he gives you $100. So you're going to find the max. You're going to get the max. You're going to get as much as you can possibly get. I don't understand why anyone would sell a car. Even if you want to sell it to your brother-in-law or your nephew or whomever you want to sell that car, know what it's worth. Get what it's worth. Or, you know what, if you say, well, hey, look what I did for you. John Clay Wolf was getting me this, and I gave it to you for this. Look what a good uncle I am. What a great guy I am. You can use that for the rest of your life with that kid. So here's the deal, is if you're looking for a great way to sell your car, there's one place that you have to go, and that's GiveMeTheVIN.com, GiveMeTheVIN.com.
The best in Houston sports talk is ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Bye, bitch.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Extreme cold weather advisory in effect this morning.
You're a contractor. You have a contract.
All right, guys, come on. Let's do this.
A little snow and ice isn't stopping you. Not today, not any day. Shouldn't your flashing tape be working through it all, too? Only Frog Tape Pro Grade Flashing Tape's high-performance acrylic adhesive sticks, re-sticks, and stays stuck, even on the roughest surfaces in rain, snow, heat, and more. So you stay in control when it matters most. Show weather who's boss with Frog Tape Pro Grade Flashing Tape.